Good morning, everyone. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Ches. Okay. Today also, dafim and Shavuos are very daf yomi friendly. Every daf turns into its own separate discussion, own separate unit. Today is not an exception. Okay. Topic for today is going to be the Seir of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has a very special avoda, only done once a year. And part of the avoda is the seir. The selection of the seir is done through a lottery. There are two seirim that are purchased. The Mishnah and Yuma tells us that they are identical in weight, size, price, and they look the same. And the Mishnah goes on to describe, as the Torah does itself, that we through a lottery, we cast a lottery, and we decide which one's going to go for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and which one's going to go Lazazel. It's going to be sent off the cliff. And then, right, just going to run through these psukim in Parshas Achrei Mos. Lakach melo machta gach le'esh, me'al mizbech melifnei Hashem melo chafnaf k'tar samim daka ve'evi mi'beis la'parochis. So the first thing that's done in this avodah of Yom Kippur is that cloud of smoke, we take Ketoris, the Kohen Gadol takes Ketoris, places it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and also Ketoris Ala Ish Lefnei Hashem, and he puts it on a fire. In other words, again, the Mishnayos and Yuma describe, you take coals, you put the coals on a pan right in front of the Aron, and then the coals are now on the floor, and you put the Ketoris right on top of the coals, and now v'chisa anana ketoros is a kaparsa shalus v'loyimus. Now a cloud of smoke comes up, and now the kodesh hakadoshim is now enveloped in a cloud of smoke. V'lakach midam apar v'hiza betzba pnei kaparos kedma lifnei hakaparos yizeh yazeh sheva pa'amim and adam be'etzba'o. So the first thing you sprinkle is the blood of the par. V'shachat es seir achatas asher la'am. Now you take the goat, which is for the nation, the heviyas damo ami beis la paroches, and then you bring the blood and you sprinkle the blood. All right, va'asaz damo kasher asal dam apar. Same way you sprinkle the blood of the bull, that's the same way you're going to sprinkle the blood of the goat. V'izav asal akaparos v'lifnei akaparos, on the kaparos and in front of the kaparos. The Mishnah Yuma tells us it is 1/7. Okay, that's how many times it's sprinkled. Achas, achas, v'achas. Okay. V'chiper al kodesh, okay, pasuk tes zayin. V'chiper al kodesh mitumos b'nei Yisrael. And this serves as an atonement for the tumos b'nei Yisrael, for the impurities of the Jewish people, umi pishehem, and their psha'im, their sins, ulechol chatasam, and all their sins. These words will be better defined through today's daf. V'chein yaseh la'ol moed, and you do the same thing in ol moed as well. Hashochein itam betoch tumosam. Okay, and then v'chol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed. No other man's allowed to be in ol moed. B'vol lechaper b'kodesh. I'd say so. While the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh Hakadoshim, v'chiper ba'ado ve'ad beiso uve'ad kol kahal Yisrael. Okay, we have a seer on Yom Kippur, and it provides a kapara. Okay, what does it provide a kapara for? So let's start again. We're going to start on the two dots on Zayin Amud Beis. It's about 8 lines from the top of the page. We started this yesterday, but let's start it again so we're now fresh. So we have the Parsha of Achrei Mos in mind. We have the Seir. It provides a kapara. And now let's go forward. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa of a chiper la kodesh mitumos b'nei Yisrael. Right? Pasuk to Zayin. It provides a kapara. Yesh li be'inyan zeh lahavi shlosh tumos. Now, in Hava Mina, in the world of Hava Mina, I would tend to think that three types of tumas would be included in such a kapara. Tumas avodah zarah, tumas gilui arayos, u'tumas shvichas damim. In Chumash, you're going to find that by the big three, all of them are listed as tuma, as listed as impurities. Now, the word tuma by itself just simply means impure. The person came into contact with a carcass, with a dead body, etc., etc. But the Torah itself uses tumah in a looser terminology. It just simply means anything which is distasteful, anything which is inappropriate. That's tumah. And you see that the word tumah is used by the big three. Gilui Rai Shvichus Tamei Min Avodah Zarah. Ba'avodah Zarah Hu Omer, the Gemara goes through the Pesukim. Laman Tameis Mikdashi. You defiled my Mikdash. Be'gilui Rai Zohu Omer V'shmartam Es Mishmarti Levati Alsot Smechukos Atoevos V'lo Sitam U'bahem. Okay. And by Shvichus Tamei Min, by murder Hu Omer V'lo Titamei Eta Aretz. Okay. Coming up in this week's Parsha. Fine. So Yachol. Okay, good. Al gimel tumos halalu ye si'ir mechaper. So in the world of Havamina, this is not the Maskana, but just as an initial thought, the Brais is suggesting, so what the si'ir on Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper, is for these tumos, for the big three, for the gimel chamuros, tamul amar, mi tumos b'nei yisro avalo kol tumos. Right? Some of the tumos, not all the tumos. Ma matina shechalak akasa mechlal kol tumos. Which tuma is different than all other types of tuma? Right? There are many times in the Torah that the Torah refers to tuma. Which tuma is unique? Havi Omer tumas mikdash v'kadashav, the tuma of walking into the base of mikdash or eating kachim while in a state of tuma. Afkan b'tumas mikdash v'kadashav, so too over here mikdash v'kadashav. So the seir of Yom Kippur provides a very limited kapara. It only provides a kapara for Tumas Mikdash v'Kadash of walking to the base of Mikdash while Tameh. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Based on its, the fact that the Torah says Mi Tumos, from the Tumos, not all the Tumos. And then, we just simply, the Braisa said that Tumah of walking to the base of Mikdash is exceptional, it's unique. We'll discuss later what is unique about it, but it's unique. Rabbi Shimon Amar Mim Kamahu Mokhra. Rabbi Shimon says, look, I don't need that. I agree with your conclusion, says Rabbi Shimon. This is, by the way, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's important later on, keep that in mind. I don't need that. I already know that it's talking about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashim. How do I know that? Harei Omer V'Chiper Al HaKodesh Mi Tumos. The pasuk says, I'm Mechaper Al HaKodesh Mi Tumos. Mi Tumash Al Kodesh, Mi Tumash Al Kodesh, period. I'm sorry. No, not period. Continue. Yachla kol tumah shebekodesh yisir zeh mechaper. So I might have thought now that it's going to be mechaper for all tumas kodesh. Tamar lomer umi pisheyam lachol chatasam chataim dumi adipshayim. Here in that pasuk, in that very same pasuk, in Parshas Achrimos, it mentions two different categories of sins: chait and pesha. Pesha means you did it intentionally. You did it right. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a mistake. It was like mazin. It is mazin. Ma pshaim she'ena b'nei karban. Now for pesha, there's never a karban. When you do an aver b'mazin, when you violate one of the Yisuri Torah b'mazin, there's no karban. Af chatam she'ena b'nei karban. So the chait over here. Now chait could mean shogeg, but because it's right next to pesha, we know it's the type of chait where there is no karban. Okay, Uminayin. One more point, and then we're going to finish with the Braisa. Uminayin liyesh by yediya betchila ve'ein by yediya besof shesiir zetola. How do I know that we're talking about a case where you knew first you were tamei, lapsed into unawareness, and maintained that state of unawareness? Tamalamar l'chol chatasam chay vechatos b'mashma. We're talking about chay vechatos. Okay. There are, period. Okay, that's the end of the Braisa. So it's a long Braisa. It started halfway down the page with the words, sorry, started at the towards the top of the page, Tana Rabbanan, and the Braisa took us all this way over here. Okay, in short, what the Braisa is essentially saying is very simple. The Seir of Yom Kippur, the special Seir of Yom Kippur, where the blood of that goat is brought into Kodesh HaKadoshim and sprinkled on the Aron, in front of the Aron, in the Heichal, in the actual building, structure of the Beit HaMikdash, right in front of the curtain, on the curtain, in front of the curtain. So this sprinkling that's done serves as a kapara for only really one type of sin, and that is Tumos HaKodesh. When we go into the Beit HaMikdash while Tameh, and specifically, not just that sin, but specifically when you never become aware of the fact that the person violated that sin. Because had he become aware of the fact that he walked into the base of Mikdash while Tameh, he's got his own little chatas that he's got to bring. It's not called the carbon chatas, it's called the carbon Ola V'Yored, but he's got a carbon that he needs to bring. So it's very limited in what it can actually accomplish.
It doesn't include eating when you're tummy.
Eating.
Would be paired those together initially.
Eating while you're tame.
Right.
What do we say about that? Remind. I don't remember. Right.
That was a pair. That came along with the idea of having a lapse.
Right.
Lapse,
correct.
Walked into bed and
correct.
Lapse,
correct. That's one of the. Right. That's one of the toladas.
Right.
Right. So, okay. Yeah. So presumably, would it achieve? It would achieve kapara for that as well. Okay. There's a lot going on over here in this brisa. The brisa was long, and here the Gemara, as it traditionally does, goes through the brisa line by line and tries to really flesh out some of the points that were made in the brisa. Okay, the interesting part, the beginning part of the brisa, is super interesting because in it it discusses yachol. Here's what I would have thought, meaning we're entertaining havaminas now. Right, again, we talked about this just the other day, Eastern thinkers versus Western thinkers. Right, Western thinking is conclusion, just get me to the bottom line, just get me to the conclusion. The Eastern thinker is, you know, I would have thought I have a havamina, no, we're going to do. But every havamina has a basis to it. In other words, when the Gemara is proposing an original thought, like an initial thinking, yachol, I would have thought, it means that there's something substantial to it. It may not be our conclusion. In this case, it's not our conclusion, but it's still a havamina, and it's treated with significance. So here, in this particular braisa, what's the havamina? The seir of Yom Kippur provides a kapara for Yilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. Right? And the reason why it's a legitimate havamina is because the word tuma is used in the context of all three of those areas. So I would have thought, Yachal, I would have thought that the seer provides a kapara for all three of those.
Yes, they were done.
Okay. So Amar Mar. Yeshli b'inyan zeh lahavi gimel tumas, tumas avodah zarah, v'tumas gilui arayos, v'tumas shvichas damim. Hai avodah zarah. So let's take this one by one. Although you're gonna see the Gemara is going to sound a little repetitive. The Gemara is going to be a little bit repetitive. But it's still every single point. Hai avodah zarah hechidami. Okay. What are we talking about when we're saying avodah zarah? That this goat of Yom Kippur provides a kapara for Avodah Zarah. It's a havamina. But even in the havamina, what are we saying? Ibn Mazid, if the person intentionally violated Avodah Zarah, that's a capital crime. There's no goat of Yom Kippur is going to help you in that regard. Bar Ketalahu. So the person is Chayev Misa. Okay? Skila, by the way, if we remember correctly from Sanhedrin, from our Sanhedrin days. Ibishogeg, and if he did it inadvertently, bar carbon who? So the person is chayev a carbon, right? Where's the carbon discussed in the Torah for avodah zarah? Okay, it's not where you would expect it at all. It's not in Vayikra. It's not in Sav. It's not in Sefer Vayikra. Okay, it's just in a strange place. It's in Parsha Shlach. After the Chet of the Meraglim. Right. Perek Tezvav Chav Zayin. Good. Thank you. The Im Nefesh Achas Techete Bishkaga Vihikriva Ezbash Nasa Lechatas. If one individual sins, bishogeg, it's so interesting, the Torah over here does not tell us that we're talking about Avodah Zarah. Take a look at Rashi right there in Chumash. I'm looking at it right now. Techete bishkaga be Avodah Zarah. We're talking about Avodah Zarah. Okay? For whatever reasons the Torah decided, and there are, I just don't know them, the shogeg of Avodah Zarah is not in Parshas Vayikra, but rather all the way in Parsha Shlach, after the Chet of the Meraglim. So the Torah says that if the person violates Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, v'hikriva eiz bashnasa l'chatas. So you have to bring a goat. Okay? V'chiper ha-kohen al nefesh ha-shogeges b'chata b'shkaga l'fnei Hashem, l'chaper alav v'nitzlach lo, he brings a carbon and he'll have a slicha and he'll have forgiveness. Okay? Good. Ezra when he saw the lagera garbus so chem torah achas yelachem asos bishkaga. Okay. The hanefesh asher taseh biyad ramam and Ezra min ageras Hashem who megadev v'nichrusu hanefesh ahi meker vama. And if you do it on purpose, so you get kares. Right, kares. By the way, of course, if you don't get a warning, okay, etc., etc. So by avodah zara, if you do it b'shogeg, you have to bring a carbon chatas. I b'shogeg bar chatasu. So in our havamina, when we're thinking that the seir of avodah zara is going to provide a kapara, how exactly is it going to provide a kapara? We can't be talking about what you did on purpose, and can't be talking about what you did b'shogeg. So the Gemara gives two answers. B'mezid v'lo asru bay. Well, we could be talking about a case where the man was amazed, but there was no hasra'a, and b'shogeg v'lo yadalei. Or it could be a case of shogeg, but he never becomes aware that he violated avodah zara. And for those two, the seir chatas is going to be mechaper. The shogeg v'lo yadalei, that's fine. Meaning he was a shogeg, he just didn't know about it. What's unbelievably interesting is the mazid, right? The one of the examples that Gemara gives is mazid velo aserbe. Well, he did it on purpose. He knew avodah zara was prohibited. He did it intentionally, but nobody warned him, so he didn't have any due process. And the Gemara is saying for that we're thinking the seer is going to be mechaper. Okay, that's strange, no?
That's not
fair. That's right. That's. Well, if a person does that, that's a chiv kares. We never find a karban for somebody who intentionally violated the Yisuri Torah. The karbanos are there for somebody who was inadvertent, who made a mistake, right? But not somebody who was intentional. And the Gemara is suggesting over here, in the Hava Minute, but still, the Gemara is suggesting that maybe the seer's mechaper for Mazin, just he didn't get Hasra. That's very strange. So Tosfos, right, Tosos over here, second to last Tosos on the page. So he notes, "Bemeze v'lo asur v'im tomer v'lo asur lechla chatas." So the Gemara, so Tosos himself says, "What are we talking about? If he's amazed, there's no carbon chatas. So why would I think the seer of Yom Kippur is going to help?" V'yeshlam et ha'ash demuki bemezed lo have chatayim el pshaim. So Tosa suggests, because now in our Havamina, we're assuming that it's both Chatas and Pesha. Remember, back in that Pasuk, it says that it provides a kapar, l'chol chatas am l'chol psham. So maybe here in the Havamina, it's both Chatas and it's Pesha as well. And Pesha, of course, is intentional. And maybe that's why I would have thought the seer would be mechaper.
And part of that you quote it, it's requiring him to bring it, but if he's never aware what he did wrong, how could he possibly bring it?
Okay, so later on we're going to discuss that. That's a fundamental issue. The Gemara's going to discuss it later on. Okay. Hilu Arayos, top of the next Amud. Okay, and here we're going to do. We're going to do the same thing now for all three of them. Gilu Arayos, Nami Hechidami, Bemezi Bar Ketaluhu, the man intentionally violates the Isser of Gilu Arayos and has illicit relations intentionally with a woman that he's prohibited from having relations with. So that's misa. That's capital crime. And Iba Shogeg Bar Karbanu. And if he did it inadvertently, so that's a carbon. So again, the Gemara gives the same answer. So again, so in the Havamina, we could be talking about either he did it on purpose, but no one gave him a warning, or he did it b'shogeg, and he never became aware of his of that which he did wrong. Shvichos damim, finally, murder. So again, a havamina was, the seer is going to handle that. The seer is going to provide a kapara. Again, same question. Hechidami b'mezid bar ketaluhu, ibishogeg bar galusu. So if he did it on purpose, so it's capital crime. And if he did it inadvertently, he's sent into exile. So what's the avodah zara? Sorry. What's the seir of Yom Kippur? How is that going to help you? You need to go into exile. Same answers. B'mezid v'lo asurbe, b'shogeg v'lo isyadalei. Inami b'hanach kalav b'nei galos nenu. Or the Gemara gives, here by murder, you have also a lot of flexibility. Because not that long ago, we were in the second parak of Makos. And in the second parak of Makos, we learned that many times, even though it was an accident, you're not sent into galos. For example, you're pulling the bucket up, or you're going up the ladder. So there you're going against gravity, right? It's not, you're not going with gravity, you're going against gravity. And then something happens, the rope snaps, you fall, and somebody dies. So there you're not sent into galus. So there was an accident, but you don't send into galus. So now in the world of Havamina, we're thinking that the Seir of Yom Kippur is going to be Mechaper. Okay, good. So we now have a better understanding of the context of the Havamina.
So in these cases, he's going to bring in a korban if he's not going to go into the Miklat.
So he's not going to go near a Miklat, and it wasn't done intentionally, so it's not a capital crime. So now, you know, he doesn't do it, he doesn't do anything. In other words, in the Havamina, the Seir of Yom Kippur will cover it. It will cover him in terms of a kapara. Okay? Amar Mar. Gemara just quotes a long excerpt of the Braisa that we just learned on the previous Amud, and it says, "Mi tumas." No, some of the tumas, not all of the tumas. Which tuma, quote unquote, is unique? It's like no other tumah out there. Tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Here the Gemara now asks the obvious question. Why is it unique? What makes tumas mikdash v'kadoshav so different than any other type of tumah? The tumah of gilui arayos, the tumah of shfichus damim, the tumah of avodah zarah, and the tumah of mikdash v'kadoshav, what makes it so unique? My chalak, the maisi ba'ol v'yareid. So the Gemara says, you know what's unique about it? I'll tell you. The karban. The Torah tells us that if a person walks into the Beis HaMikdash forgetting that he's Tameh, or if he eats Karban forgetting that he was Tameh, he doesn't bring a Karban Chatas. He brings a special Karban, Ola V'yareid. It's Chatas-like, right? It serves the same purpose as a Chatas, but it's a different type of Karban. Based on his economic status, he's either going to bring an animal, or two birds, or flour. But the fact that the Torah gives him a pass on what type of carbon he can bring shows us that it's a different type of Aveira. Okay, so it's unique. So the Gemara says, yes, okay, good. Avodah Zarah is also unique. Ema Avodah Zarah. Umay Chalak. And what makes Avodah Zarah unique? So we already discussed it this morning. Avodah Zarah is unique because when a person inadvertently violates Avodah Zarah, he doesn't bring your standard carbon that's mentioned in Parshas Vayikra. The Torah gives us an entirely new parsha in Parsha Shlach that describes the person who inadvertently violates Avodah Zarah. The Maisi Seira Velo Kisva. First of all, he brings a goat. He doesn't bring a sheep. By a regular carbon chatas, you bring a sheep. Over here, this person, the Torah says, you have to bring a goat. So if you want to talk about being unique, Avodah Zarah is also unique. Amar Rav Kahana, Anan Chalak, Lahakel Ka'amrinan. Yeah, okay, you're right. You're right, Avodah Zarah is unique. But when we say unique, we mean unique in the sense that it's lighter, right? We're more mako. Right? By Avodah Zarah, the inadvertent sinner of Avodah Zarah, right? He didn't know that that was Avodah Zarah. He didn't know that worshipping Avodah Zarah was prohibited. Okay. Right. So for that, the Torah says you have to bring a carbon, but not the regular carbon, special carbon. So if we're machmir, the Torah's machmir. When it comes to Olav Yareid, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, the Torah is more lenient with him. Oh, you can't afford it? Okay, you can bring two birds. You can't afford that? You can bring flour. So since the Torah is more meka with Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, so therefore we see that it's lighter, so to say. And now as to the question of the Seir of Yom Kippur, what's that going to provide a kapara for? Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Sorry. Hai Chalak L'Hakul Kamrinan V'Hai Chalak L'Achmerhu. Okay, fine. Other tumas in the Torah? Meaning, what about any other tumas in the Torah? Maybe the Seir of Yom Kippur will handle another tumah in the Torah. Because up until this point in time, we've only been talking about either tumah of Mikdash V'Kadashav, or we've been talking about Shvichus Damim Avodah Zarah and Gil Arayos. There are other tumas in the Torah that you have to bring a carbon for. Okay? So either I can ask you to rack your brain, or we can go on in the Gemara, or both. Or both are possible. Ema Yoledes. So the Gemara says, oh, how about this one? How about a Yoledes? Dechalak demaisi olav yareid. And in fact, Yoledes is a great example. A woman gives birth. She's tamei. She needs to bring a karbon. Right? Every single time a woman gives birth, right? So you get a right? It's obviously a cause for celebration. You have a bris, much like we're having here this morning. It's exciting. And the woman's tamei, or I should say more properly, she's tameya. She's impure. And in order to get rid of her impurity, she has to bring a karbon. Okay? At the end of her... At the end of her period of tumah. If she had a boy, it's 7 days of tumah, 33 days of tahara, followed then by her karbanos. If she had a girl, 14 days of tumah, 66 days of tahara, followed by her karbanos. And she doesn't get a full kapara until she brings her karbanos. Her karbanos are, by the way, olive yored. Depends on her financial status. If she can afford it, she'll bring two birds. If she can't, one's an ola and one's a chatas. And if she can't afford it, she'll bring a mincha. She'll bring a flower offering. So perfect. So maybe the seir of Yom Kippur will cover her. Okay. Now, look at Rashi over here. Ema Yoledes. Rashi writes, Shim aver alea Yom HaKippurim ocheles bekachim below karban. What are we suggesting over here? Says Rashi, what we're suggesting is when a woman gives birth, she's tmeya, as we already discussed. What is she incapable of doing until she brings a karban? She can't, right? She can have relations with her husband, right? In fact, during the 33 days or 66 days, depending on boy or girl respectively, those are yemei tahara. During those days, she can have relations with her husband. By the way, nowadays the Chachamim do not allow it. This was a minhag instituted by the period of the Gaonim already. That we don't, even though the Torah says there you may tahara, we don't practice that. Not for now, a different discussion, a different time. But that's not what the karbanos are there for. The karbanos are there for her to be able to eat kodesh. She can't eat kodesh until she brings the karbanos. She's what's called mechuser kapara. And until she brings the karbanos, she cannot eat kodesh. Rashi tells us that in this havamina, what we're suggesting is that here comes along the seir of Yom Kippur. It's going to provide a kapara for her, meaning, and Rashi writes this straight out, ochel is bekachim below karban, that she can eat kachim even though she did not herself bring a karban. Okay? Tosus over here, lengthy tosus over here. Perish Bekuntra, second toast is on the page. Yoledes she'avar alei Yom HaKippurim, tochel bekashim ein tzricha lahavi karban. Ve'af agav deim kein lo asi lechla chatas, ein lachush kevin de betumas mikdash v'kadashav asi lechla chatas kedbrishas la'el. Ve'lo mikrei nami pa'amim b'shana hol ve'ein zmana kavua. Ela pa'am achas b'shana. Avakasha. Da'habar karban hu. Ve'ech yichaper al bar karban. So Tosfos over here says it's difficult. It's really difficult because she has an obligation to bring a karban, and you're telling me that the seir is going to be there to substitute the karban she's obligated to bring. You see, when it comes to what we're saying now, meaning not in the world of Havamina, but in the Maskana world, right? The conclusion is that the seir of Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper for what? For the person who didn't yet realize that he was tamei. Good. So for that person, the seer is going to be mechaper. Now, Ben's question, which we're going to get to later on, if it's not going to be mechaper, so, I'm sorry, if the person didn't find out about it, so he doesn't have to bring a karban yet, what is the seer doing? So we'll talk about that later on. But he's not obligated yet to bring a karban. This woman over here is obligated to bring a karban. And now the Gemara is suggesting, and this is Rashi's explanation, that it will substitute her karban that she has to bring.
Is it implying that after Yom Kippur, this woman is not obligated to bring a karban?
That's what Rashi's saying. That's what Rashi's saying.
So
and
if
that's,
a woman has got a child, then is that time period before Yom Kippur, she's going to be homesick without a karban?
She'll be purified.
Right. So that's what bothers Tosfos. Tosfos is saying, how are we suggesting that the seer of Yom Kippur can replace the karban that she needs to bring? That's what Tosfos says. I don't understand.
Could it be that she's going to be allowed to eat kachim, but she still has to bring her own karban?
Ah, so that's interesting. right? Okay.
It's going to be like she's a Kohen, right?
No, no. And this is talking about any woman. Woman, kachim can be eaten by men or women. All kachim, a chatas can only be eaten by Kohanim who are men. But when it comes to a shlamim, shlamim can be eaten by men or women as long as they're tahor or tahora. So what bothers Tosfos over here, right? You think about it; it's very good. Is that we're saying that the seer of Yom Kippur is going to actually be there to replace the karban that she herself needs to bring. So Ben, that's an interesting suggestion that she'll be able to eat karban even though she's still obligated to bring her own karban. Okay, wow. All right, so that. I don't know if that's right. That's certainly Tosva Yeshlamar. Just I'll read Tosva's suggestion. The whole the carbon yoledes lo asil lechapara ela lahachshir bekachim ain zeh bar carbon. Okay, it could be that yes, Rashi's absolutely right. The seir will replace a carbon. Carbons are replaceable, right? You could use a carbon seir. In this case, yes. Again, we're all in the world of Havamina. So I know it's a little complex because none of this is Lamaskana, but just in concept, yes, over here it would be able to replace. Why? Because her carbon is not there for to atone. She's not a sinner. She just gave birth to a baby. It's a machshir. It's necessary for her to be able to eat carbon. Right? That's why she's going to bring the carbon so that she can eat carbon. It's a machshir. So maybe it's a different type of carbon. So therefore, the seir is replacing the machshir quality of her carbon. Okay, so interesting suggestion by Tosfos.
The reason was that they said that maybe during the birth she took a vow that she.
Okay, we'll get to that. All right, okay, we're going to get to that. But so ema yoledes. So now let's go back to the Gemara. So again, other suggestions of the Gemara of what the seir of Yom Kippur is there to atone for. So the Gemara is saying, well, maybe it's for Yoledes, right? The Chalak that might feel of a Yared. And the Gemara says that, look, by the Yoledes, the karma she brings is Olav Yared. Okay, so maybe the Yoledes. Am Ravosh Yolachol Chatasam, Velo Lachol Tumasam. So, for all your chait, but not for all your tumma. So there has to be some chait involved. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Dami Yoledes Nami. So Rabbi Shimon says, what do you mean? A woman who gave birth, she's a chote. She's a sinner. Now, what is that? So Rashi tells us, take a look at the Gemara Nida over there. The Gemara Nida over there says, how is she a chote? Well, I know it's going to sound funny, but the Gemara Nida says it, because Rashi, as giving birth and going through the pain of giving birth, so she swears up and down, never again. Not only does she swear up and down never again, meaning not just to having a child, but never again with my husband. Just like no, we're not going to go through this. This is not happening again, right? And she makes a shvua, she makes an oath that she's not going to be with her husband again. So now it's this is right. This is Rabbi Shimon. It's true. But still, in other words, in that regard, that she's a sinner. So that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's his opinion over there in the Gemara Nida. So she's a chote. So, right? So maybe the seer of Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. So the Gemara says, why not? Why not use the seer of Yom Kippur to be mechaper for her? So Rabbi Shimon Latame Damemim Kamo Mukhra. Oh. So the Gemara says, yeah, this is Rabbi Shimon Litame. Same Rabbi Shimon that we have over here. I remember I told you Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Right? One and the same person. So good. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that the woman is a sinner. So maybe the seer should be mechaper? No, Rabbi Shimon doesn't use drashas. He doesn't use the umi pishem l'chol chatasam. He doesn't use any of that. He believes that the evidence of the fact that the seer Yom Kippur is for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav is self-contained in the Parsha. Because the Parsha does use the word Tumah. Period. So therefore, for Rabbi Shimon, none of this becomes a question. Ema Mitzora, why doesn't the seer of Yom Kippur help for Saras? Meaning a kapara for a Mitzora. So Am Rav Oshe L'chol Chatasam V'lo L'chol Tumasam. Well, there has to be a chait element involved. When you're Mitzora, was there a chait? So the Gemara says, yes, sure there was. Or Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Damar al Shiva, Devarim Negaim, Bayim, Ma'ik al Meimar. There is a chet element to tzara'as. In fact, the opinion of Shmuel Bar Nachmani, which is mentioned in Erechin, we're getting to it later on. Right? No, it'll take some time. But when we get to the Gemara in Erechin, the Gemara over there says that for seven sins, the most popular one is Lashon Hara. But there are six other sins. See the Gemara in Erechin? I don't remember them offhand. There are six other sins that you get saras. So there is a chet element to saras. So hasam nagid achperle the carbon leishterui bekal, right? So the Gemara says, yeah, correct. Saras is the kapara, meaning what gives you atonement? What provides a kapara for you? The fact that you got saras. That's the atonement. Either the carbon, yeah, carbon. It's interesting. Our Gemara's girsa is it allows you to go back into the congregation, right? Meaning, because when you're mitzora badad yeshev, you sit out in the camp out there. You don't join. You're out of society. You're in a significant amount of time out, and the carbon allows you to go back into the kal. Or on the side of the Gemara, right? In the Gemara quoted in Sota and in Krisos, lishtiru bekachim, right? It allows you to eat kachim. Right, just like we discussed by Yoletis, the carbon is a machshir. Right, it's not a mechaper. It's there to help you now be able to eat kachim.
So the seer doesn't do anything for that.
So therefore, right. So tzara'as is not a sin. In fact, just the opposite. The tzara'as provides a kapara for a sin. So the seer of Yom Kippur is not going to handle that.
For the children.
All right. The ema nazir. Next on the list, the Gemara suggests, what about Nazir? I'm sorry, Ve'ema Nazir Tameh, Dechalk Demaisi Tarm of Neyona, and by the Nazir Tameh, the Nazir, who in the middle of his Nazirus becomes Tameh. And now, he's got to restart his Nazirus. And part of restarting the Nazirus, he's got to bring carbon, specifically birds. Oh, so why don't we suggest that the Seer of Yom Kippur will provide the necessary kapara for the Nazir? So there has to be a chet element to Nazirus. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Sure, there's a chet element to Nazirus. The famous opinion of Rabbi Lazar HaKafar, who says that a Nazir is a sinner, right? Even though he's dedicating himself to God, and he's saying to God, I want more. But he's a sinner. Why? Because in order to become closer to God, he has to become an ascetic. And Rav Elazar HaKafar says the Torah doesn't want us to be ascetics. The Torah does not want us to separate ourselves from the world and not to drink wine and not to drink any grape products. And so in a certain regard, Rav Elazar HaKafar believes that the Nazir is a chote. So according to Rav Elazar HaKafar, so why doesn't the kapara of the seer of Yom Kippur provide this person his kapara? So Savalak Rabbi Shimon Damim Mimkamo Mochra. So the Gemara says, okay, because Rav Elazar HaKafar will hold like Rabbi Shimon, meaning that the Torah is self-evident that we're talking about Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav and no other type of Aveira. Okay, period. Okay, so that ends that part of the discussion. The Braisa suggested Avodah Zar Gila Resh V'Chazdamim. How come the Braisa did not suggest a Zahav Amina, Yoletis, Mitzora, and Nazir? All of them have carbonos that needs to be brought. Maybe the Seer of Yom Kippur should provide a kapar for them. So by each one of them, the Gemara gives an answer. Essentially, it's the same answer for all three. They all feel like they all agree with Rabbi Shimon that it's not a drasha. It's self-contained in the parsha. Okay, next. Amamar, Rabbi Shimon Omer Mimkamo Mukhra, Rabbi Omer Vichiper La Kodesh Mitumos. Mitumos Shal Kodesh. Period. Okay. The Gemara does this very often. In the Braisa, we had a machlokus between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. How do we know that the Seer of Yom Kippur provides a kapara for Tumas Mikdash Vekadash of walking into the base of Mikdash while Tameh? And again, being unaware of your Tumah, how do we know that? So according to the Tanakhama, it's L'chol Chatasam L'chol Psha'am. Right, for chet and for pesha, but that is unique. And through by way of arguing, we pointed out that Tumas Mikdash VeKadashav is unique. Rabbi Shimon says you don't need all that. Rabbi Shimon says, just look at the psukim themselves. The psukim are self-evident. The pasuk says, the chiper la kodesh mi tumos b'nei Yisrael. The pasuk says the word tumah. So clearly we're talking about the prohibition of tumah, specifically tumah and walking to the base of Mikdash. You don't need anything more than that. The psukim are self-evident. And here the Gemara basically pats Rabbi Shimon on the back and says, yeah, he's right. Like, he's absolutely right. Shapir kama Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said it very well. Rabbi Yehuda amar lecha, and Rabbi Yehuda, in his defense, what is he going to say to you? Meaning Rabbi Yehuda who disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. So how me by like yechadavi lifnav lifnim hachinavid behechal. So the Gemara says, well, I'll tell you what Rabbi Yehuda will tell you. It has the psukim are there not to teach us what it's going to be mechaper, but simply how do you do it on Yom Kippur? How do you do the avoda? You sprinkle in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then you go out to the Heichal and you sprinkle again. And I need those psukim to tell me that I have to go out to the Heichal and have to sprinkle again. Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon's counter argument would be, I know that. Hahu mi v'chein ya'aseh nafka. Torah says very clearly, v'chein ya'aseh la'ol moed. We're still in the same pasuk and pasuk tetzayin. You do the same thing in ol moed. Ol moed means the Heichal. Meaning first you sprinkle in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you go out to the Heichal and you do the same sprinkling again in the Heichal. Rabbi Yehuda ime ayyava mina nesi parvis yachrina v'naved kamash malan. Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, yeah, if all I had was a pasuk of v'chein yaseh, I would think that I have to go through the whole process again. Meaning another bull, another goat, and shecht it, and take the blood and sprinkle the blood in the Kodesh, just like I did in Kodesh Kadashim. Maybe that's what V'chein Ya'aseh means. So I need the clause that comes immediately beforehand, V'chiper ala Kodesh, to tell me that it's the same blood. I take the same bowl of the goat, of the bull, that I sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and I sprinkled it outside in the Heichal. V'Rabbi Shimon v'chein yaseh lo ol moed minei mashma. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, look, v'chein yaseh lo ol moed indicates to me that's the same blood. Fine. Amamar. Okay. Moving on in the Braisa. Yachla kol tumah shebekodesh yehisir zemechaper tamalomer mipishem l'chol chatasam. May nihu yesh ba yediya betchila the yesh by yediyah besof. So the Gemara says, what are we talking about? Meaning, we know that we're talking about Tumas Mikdash VeKadashav. After spending almost an entire amud of making other suggestions, right? We ruled them all out. We know we're talking about Tumas Mikdash VeKadashav. What exactly is the case? Okay. So, if we're talking about a case where you knew beforehand you were tummy, you forgot. You go into the base of Mikdash, you come out. And then you become aware, so the Gemara says, Seir of Yom Kippur? No. Hai bar karban hu. Torah tells you have to bring your own karban. So lo tzricha, the isyad alei samuch lishkias hachama. So the Gemara says, well, I'll tell you what. Maybe, when did you find out, right before Ne'ilah Yom Kippur, someone tapped you on the shoulder, not Ne'ilah, sorry. Right before Kol Nidre Yom Kippur, somebody tapped you on the shoulder and somebody said to you, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but you probably didn't know. You came into contact with Tumah, you walked into the Beis HaMikdash, and you walked out, and now I'm here to tell you that all happened. And you, or more simply, right, on Kol Nidre, right before Kol Nidre, you review your year, right, the good parts, the bad parts, and you're like, oh my gosh. And it just hit you right before Yom Kippur. Oh, I walked into the Beis HaMikdash while Tamei. Oh my gosh. And you just became aware. So, lo tzricha disad lei samach l'shkia sachama. Right before Shkia sachama, you find out. Sal kadat chamina ademaisei nitlele. So the Gemara says, well, I would have thought that now that Yom Kippur is here, even though it's true you had an obligation to bring a karma, you just simply didn't have physical time to do it. So now I would have thought that the seer of Yom Kippur is going to provide a kapara. Kamashman, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is no. Once you have to bring a karma, the seer of Yom Kippur does not help you. Amar Mar. Almost done. Minayin sheyesh ba yediyah betchila ve'ein ba yediyah betsof sheyisir zetola. Minayin my kakashalei. Hachi kakashalei. So the Gemara says, look, here's now is the next step of the Braisa. Hashta da amart chataim dumya depshayim. Because look, in the Braisa, we said it has to be a chait similar to Pesha. Ma pshayim delav b'nei karban, af chataim nami delav b'nei karban. We know that it's a type of chait, it's an inadvertent act that doesn't have a karban. There are two, in your multiple choice question, you're going to have two answers that actually fit very well to answer the question. What's the type of Tumas Mikdash where there's no karban? Ema mapshaim delav b'nei karban la'olam, afchatam delav b'nei karban la'olam. Umayneu ein ba yidia b'tchila v'yesh ba yidia b'sof. I would have thought that maybe it's the type of Tumas Mikdash where you never bring a karban. What would be an example? Well, you didn't have a yidia in the beginning. Right? It's, but even if you didn't have yidia at the end, if you didn't have yidia in the beginning, meaning, as the Gemara earlier said, you're tinuk shenishba, you grew up with zero Jewish education, you never learned about this idea of tumah. Nobody ever told you about tumah, and you walked into the Beis HaMikdash not even having a clue as to this idea. You can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash while you're tamei, and then later on someone told you, you know, right? Oh, you're Jewish? You're not allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash while you're Tamei, right? And there's never karban, because you never qualify. Because in order to bring a karban, you have to know, you have to have a yediyah beforehand. So here, I would have thought, that's what the Seir of Yom Kippur is going to handle. In fact, it's even better. Because over here, much like Pesha, you never bring a karban. So too, in this example, you also never bring a karban. Aval yesh ba yediya b'tchil v'ein ba yediya b'sof. Kevin d'chim misyada lei bar karban hu ema lo lit lei. But in the case where I had a yediya in the beginning, I just didn't have a yediya afterwards, I might have thought that the seer of Yom Kippur is not going to help you. Because when you do find out, you will need to bring a karban. And maybe for such an aveira, the seer of Yom Kippur is not going to help you. V'chi teimain ba yediya b'tchil v'yesh ba yediya b'sof seer nasa b'chut v'yom ha-kippur mechaper. And maybe I already know that there's another karban that helps that. That's the Seir Hanaseh Bechutz. That's your Parshas Pinchas Seir that's offered in the outer Mizbeach. That provides a kapara. Sakadat Chamina Nepuch Mapich. So the Gemara says, in this Havamina, so maybe we'll suggest, let's flip it. So that the Seir of the inner Seir of Yom Kippur will provide the kapara for no yediya in the beginning and a yediya at the end, and the seer that's done outside is for the yediya in the beginning but no yediya at the end. Okay, now if you didn't catch all that I just said because it was complicated, and I admit that it's complicated, so listen again later on. It may sound right. Maybe. Okay, the Torah says l'chol chatasam, meaning that it has to be the type of sin, avera, that has the potential that will lead to a karban chatas. If you never knew in the beginning, if you're a tinuk shenishba, there's never a chatas opportunity. We're talking about the type of sin that could lead to a chatas opportunity. And that's only a case where you had a yediyah in the beginning, you just hadn't had a yediyah at the end. V'nizkaper kapar gamura. V'nizkaper kapar gamura. Why doesn't the seer of Yom Kippur provide you a full kapara? Iksiv mechatasam kedekamar. Hashet iksiv lechol chatasam lahanech da asu lechlal chatas. Okay. Things which will lead to a chatas, but you haven't hit it yet. And here finally, to end the morning, we're going to get now to the magical question. V'chi me'achar she'ena mechaper. So here we have it. You knew about this idea of Tumas Mikdash. You forgot you were Tamei. You walked into the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? You have not came out of your state of unawareness. And now what we're saying is that the Seer of Yom Kippur is Mechaper. But, if and when you do find out, you have to bring your own Karban Chatas. So what did the Seer do for you? Like, what did that accomplish? Because anyway, when you find out, you're going to have to bring your Karban Chatas. So what's the seer there for? So v'chim me'achar she'ena mechaper lama tola. What's it there doing? What is it suspending? I'm Rav Zera, Lomar Shein Meis, Meis below Avon. Well, said Rabbi Shimon, I'm sorry, Rabbi Zera gives one answer. Well, I'll tell you what. If you die before you become aware, the seer of Yom Kippur handled it. The Gemara says you don't need the seer of Yom Kippur. Amalei Rava, imeis misa mim marekis. What do you mean? If you die, right, your death is there to achieve your kapara. Alama Rava lahagain alav min hayisurin. So Rava says, yes. So you know what? Okay, you're absolutely right. What the seer accomplishes in Yom Kippur is that it's a shield. It protects you. Meaning that if and when you do find out that you walked into the Beis HaMikdash while you were Tamei, so you're going to have to bring a Karban Chata, specifically the Ola V'Yoreid. Right. So what did the Seer Yom Kippur do? Haganah. It provided a defense system. So now you will be protected from any Yisurin, from any suffering, because of the Seer of Yom Kippur. So basically all it is it's a shield. Right, it cushions you, it protects you, and then if and when you do find out that you walked into the Beis HaMikdash while Tamei, you have to bring your own chata, specifically the Ola V'Yoreid. Okay, good. Okay, good. End of that discussion. So we went through the Braisa today about what exactly the Seir of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is there to be Mechaper. The answer is, the bottom line is, it's Mechaper and Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshim. But specifically, where you knew beforehand about Tumas Mikdash, you lapsed and you became unaware you were Tamei, you walked into the Beis HaMikdash and you did not come out of your Halama. You did not come out of your unawareness. There, the seer is going to be Mechaper. But as now the Gemara concludes, what does that mean, Mechaper? It means Megan. It protects you from Yisurin until you do find out. Once you find out, you have to bring your own carbon, Ola V'Yorei. Good. So if you have a chair and turn Mr. Shanema and I have a face of Monte Coy, you have built a Ravi Adir.